heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
Mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms possible today and again tonight. Our high today, 75 with wind out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight, 65. Tomorrow, sunshine, breezy, 80. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Good morning, y'all, from the Sunrise Show. It's time for some coffee, conversation, and country right here at WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday to you. Got your host, James, with you. Thanks so much for joining us. Want to send a big shout out to our friends from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Big thank you to them for sponsoring the show, giving us an opportunity to hang out with you, take your requests, and get you the latest in country music news. We got some good requested music for you on the way. I got Zach Brown Band, Lainey Wilson, all requested, along with some Chris Stapleton a little bit later. Right now, we're going to get into our National Day of Calendar for the weekend. Diving into today, this Friday, June 28th, as we wrap up June, Wimbledon Day. The London-based event takes place on grass, only Grand Slam event to do so. And I think even your average person that doesn't know much about tennis or sports, you've heard of Wimbledon. I think it's pretty safe to say it's the most famous tennis event. There's certainly a lot of a couple of Grand Slams, and there's some big ones. But that's the granddaddy of them all, the Wimbledon. If you can win that, you go down in history. That is one of those ones. It is the anniversary of the Stonewall Riots. If you don't know much about that, I encourage you to read up on it, learn. It's an important moment in our history. It is also National Logistics Day. We appreciate all you logistics masters out there, all you people that help everything move. Take a look at the trucking industry for a moment. Think about everything that it takes to make that happen. All those goods, all those things that get around, without them, well, all you got to do is look at the pandemic and see how things could go. Speaking of trucks and cars, it's Drive Your Corvette to Work Day. I believe Corvette Day is tomorrow. We'll look at that in a moment. And it's National Food Truck Day. Food trucks have just become a staple now. They're not a fad. They're not just a thing. I think a lot of people thought that for a while. They become a staple in communities and necessary in many ways. For our food industry, for a lot of that to make it, to get by. And the days of you don't know what you're getting at a food truck are a lot, you know, I mean, they're a lot better now. A lot better. There's some amazing things some of these food trucks do. Check out your local food trucks near you. And finally, it's National Safer Workplace Day. That's a good one. Certainly an important one. We take a look at June 29th, National Waffle Iron Day. All right. It's a good one. I just got a waffle iron. Shout out to Terry. I love it. It's awesome. Use it a bunch. Nothing like waffles are great. Making your own waffles. Oh, that's awesome. International Fisherman Day. Send a shout out to all the fishermen out there. It's National Guy Day, Saturday, June 29th. Join us as we remember all the special guys out there this Guy Day. All right. There you go. Go ahead and remember the guys, the good guys out there. And it's a hug holiday. Saturday is a hug holiday. So ask first. You don't want to go trying to hug somebody you don't want to hug. Trust me. But, yeah, get in a hug. The National Guy Day, the Hug Day thing, those are great. I'm more excited about the waffle iron. I'm going to be honest. I love waffles. Taking a quick look at Sunday, June 30th, Social Media Day. First, there was the telephone, then the fax machine. We had beepers. Phones led us to this place we're in now, where there's, let me double check. There are 19,000 social media apps. Yeah, 19,001, I'm sorry. One just debuted today. There's a lot of them. And you can throw a rock and find somebody who is going to bark and complain about social media and how it is destroying the world. And I'm not going to argue with some of that. there's a lot of things to worry about, a lot of things to keep our eye on the ball when it comes to social media. I think it's really important, too, that they said a lot of the same things about radio. And radio didn't seem to destroy the youth. They said a lot of things about this with TV. We're in the infancy of dealing with social media and how we handle it, how we treat it. And I think it's really important, very important to keep in mind some accountability here, because social media didn't do anything wrong. None of these apps have ever done anything wrong. It is the people that use them. And you put anything in a person's hand and you're going to have to see where that goes. Social media has done some incredible things. My papa passed away a couple months ago. Facebook Messenger was one of the ways that him and I were able to communicate towards the end of his days, because it was easy for him to just hit the app, just hit one button, boom, there I pop up and he pops up and we have a great conversation. I got relatives all over the country and it's a great way for us to keep in touch. There's been a lot of great social movement that's been made by social media. It's got good, it's got bad. Guess what? That's life. It is up to us to navigate the bad and make it better for not only us, but specifically our kids and the next generations. But have some accountability. It's real easy to say, all these apps are bad. Social media is bad. Who's using them and how are they using them? Because it's really easy to blame a weapon or social media or any of these things. Take a look in the mirror. Take some accountability. It is National Meteor Watch Day on Sunday. International Asteroid Day as well on Sunday. So look up in the skies. See what you see. National Log Cabin Day as well on Sunday. It's a fun one. I've been in a log cabin over here at the Historic Point Boss. I've seen those, but otherwise, I haven't spent too much time in there. They're pretty cool, though. And you look at the way that, I think if you're curious about anything about a log cabin, it is a lot more than what we did with our Lincoln Logs a little bit. And if you get that reference, you're my people. Nice. Lincoln Logs, you know, that was a little fun and everything, but how they made those log cabins is incredible. It's very cool. You look at what they did to make those stay and be able to withstand so much, frankly, weather that you would get either in the Northeast or in some of the other places where some of the first log cabins were. It's interesting. I think construction and infrastructure is interesting, though, and I like architecture, so I don't know. Teach their own. Finally, June 30th, this Sunday. It's National OOTD Day. Not sure what that is. Well, it's a Gen X term that means outfit of the day. I don't know why you can't just say what you're going to wear that day, but you know, you got to make it something. Sunday's a good day to pick out what you're going to wear tomorrow, the next day, or maybe take some chances and have some fun with the wardrobe. I did want to wrap up rewinding a little bit, because today is also National Paul Bunyan Day. I like that. I think this is cool. If you don't know the story of Paul Bunyan, I'd be shocked. You got to know about Babe the Blue Ox, at least. You got to know about the ox. Got that from Davy Crockett, I believe. You believe he got Babe the Blue Ox from Davy Crockett. There's a little snippet for you if you haven't read it already. But I encourage you to read about the story of Paul Bunyan. It was first written by journalist James McGillivray. However, this character was popularized by freelance writer and William Longhead when he created an advertising campaign for a logging company using Paul Bunyan's stories. It's pretty cool. Quick look at our day in country music history. Randy Travis, alongside his wife, testified on Capitol Hill to speak in favor of the American Music Fairness Act. The bipartisan bill seeks to ensure music artists are fairly compensated when their music is played on AM and FM radio. It's a big moment, big deal. And for Randy to do this, well, I want you to hear this yourselves.
There's some changes that need to be made, and Randy felt like he was the one that has kind of been tapped to do that. After his stroke, we depend more on royalties because he can't tour. He's not out there on the road. That's where your money was made.
Take a look at what it is to be a successful artist. And nowadays, when we're talking about apps and everything, on Spotify, they play Randy Travis music. You played that a couple thousand times, some absurd amount. Randy's probably going to make about $30 or $40 from that. Guess how much Spotify is going to make from that? Take that and put that into the music industry when we're talking about producers, we're talking about record labels. This has been this way for a long time. And then you get into AM, FM play. And that's a big part of it, too. These artists are not looking to become zillionaires. At least, I'm sure there are some out there that are, but you can tell the ones that are. I have a feeling most of you out there can tell the ones that are doing parody country music and the ones that actually feel it and believe it and mean it. Randy Travis is certainly one of those. And I don't think anybody's going to argue that Randy Travis deserves to make money off of Randy Travis's music. And I would just take that one step further. Randy Travis should be making more money from his music than his producer or the record label or Spotify or any of these others. We got this backwards. We got this very backwards, where people that are just playing the music make more money than the actual musicians. And if you think that's okay, I'd like to see you do the same thing at your job. Because all these artists are asking for is to get paid their due. They're not asking to be paid $1 million for every time a Randy Travis song is played. You enjoy the music. Your life wouldn't be the same without music. Let's give some credit where it's due. Like they're doing in Nashville for Alan Jackson. He's going to receive the Nashville Songwriters Award. It's their highest honor. They call this the Kris Kristofferson Lifetime Achievement Award. It's a very good name for it. Very fitting name. And very cool to see. The 7th annual ceremony will take place September 24th. It was also announced that the songwriter Buddy Cannon will receive the President's Keystone Award. He was a producer for Kenny Chesney and Willie Nelson. Taking a look at our day in country music history. Got a couple of historic ones popping up here in our first couple songs. And one of them was requested, actually. Didn't have a name on this one, but they're from Point, and they wanted to hear some Tim McGraw, and all they said was I like Mr. McGraw too, and just wanted to hear some Tim McGraw to start the show. So we're gonna do that. We're actually gonna play something like that on this day in 1999. It became his 10th song to reach number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot Country Singles and Tracks, and according to Nielsen's BDS, the song was the top played radio single in any musical genre in the 2000s. Any genre in the whole 2000s. We're talking January 1st, 2000 to December 17th, 2009. That's incredible. And right after that, you got Miranda Lambert with her number one. She was number one on this day in 2010 on the country charts with The House That Built Me. Lambert won a Grammy for Best Female Country Vocal Performance for the song. An interesting little note here, especially given their history. Blake Shelton was originally set to record the song when Lambert heard it. She immediately wanted to record it for herself, and it was the third singer from her album. Good honor. So you know I'm going to play some Miranda Lambert if I can. And I'm going to give you a little tease because we are going to wrap up our show with some Toby Keith like we do on Fridays. So that's coming up as well. Right now, let's get into Mr. McGraw and something like that on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show.
I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline, and I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line. And it all started right then and there. Oh, Sailor Sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan light and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. It was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. The memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said a heart don't forget something like that. Oh, not something like that.
I know they say can't go home again. I just had to come back one last time. Ma'am, I know you don't know me from Adam, but these handprints on the front steps are mine. Up those stairs in that little back bedroom, where I did my homework and I learned to play guitar. And I bet you didn't know, under that live oak, my favorite dog is buried in the yard. Nothing but a memory from the house that built me. Mama cut out pictures of houses for years, from Better Homes and Garden magazine. Plans were drawn in concrete poured, nail by nail and board by board. Daddy gave life to Mama's dream. but a memory from the house that built me.
Something about a truck in a farmer's field, a no trespass sign, a time to kill. Nobody's gonna get hurt, so what's the big deal? Something about a truck in a farmer's field, and something about beer sitting on ice after a long hard day. Tastes just right on that drop tailgate on a summer night. There's something about beer sitting on ice. There's something about a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer pressed against her lips. In that farmer's field will make a boy miss. Something about a girl in a red sundress. And there's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more on that drop tailgate back behind the corn. The most natural thing you ever felt before. There's something about a kiss that's gonna lead to more. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips, begging for another kiss. And there's something about you and me and the birds and the bees, and Lord have mercy, it's a beautiful thing. Ain't nothing about it, love. There's something about a truck. There's something about a creek around 2 a.m. after a few of those beers. You wanna dive on in. You don't need no clothes, so just hang them on a limb. There's something about a creek around 2 a.m. And there's something about a truck in a field and a girl in a red sundress with an ice cold beer to her lips, begging for another kiss. And there's something about you and me and the birds and the bees and love.
Got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today, life is good today. Well, a plane touched down just about 3 o'clock, and the city's still on my mind. Bikinis and palm trees danced in my head, I was still in the baggage line. Concrete cars with their own prison bars, like this life I'm living in. But the plane brought me farther, I'm surrounded by water, and I'm not going back again. I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in the world, a cold beer in my hand. Life is good today, life is good today. Adios and bye, Uncle Neil. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. And if it weren't for tequila and pretty senoritas, I'd have no reason to stay. Adios and bye, Uncle Neil. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. grab my guitar and play. The 4 days flew by like a drunk Friday night as summer drew to an end. They can't believe that I just couldn't leave, and I bid adieu to my friends. Cause my bartender, she's from the islands, her body's been kissed by the sun. And coconut replaces the smell of the bar, and I don't know if it's her or the rum. I got my toes in the water, ass in the sand, not a worry in a world of cold beer in my hand. Life is good today, life is good today. Adios and via con Dios, a long way from GA. Yes, and all the muchachas, they call me Big Papa, when I throw pesos their way. Adios and via con Dios, a long way from GA. Someone do me a favor and pour me some Jaeger, and I'll grab my guitar and play. Adios and via con Dios, going home now to stay. The señoritas don't care when there's no dinero, yeah, I got no money to stay. Adios and via con Dios, going home now to stay. Just gonna prop up by the lake and put my ass in a lawn chair, toes in the clay. Not a worry in a world of PBR on the way. Life is good today, life is good today.
Top dollar to that old cotton crop farmer. They knocked on his screen door and he said, Lord, what you need, boys? And they said, you know, all the others went and cashed out. We got the subdivision all mapped out. It'll sit right here on this land. And you could leave town a rich man. And he said, boys, whatever you're offering, it won't be enough. Cause I got a little girl that used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. She's in the big city, but she still calls home. What's she gonna do if she comes back and we're gone? And over there, white oak tree beneath the crosses where my best buddy's buried. Lasted 13 hunting seasons running strong. Keep your money cause a man can't leave his dog. And over there's where I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt. One man smiled and he kind of looked away. The other said, before we go, I gotta know one thing. Between the droughts and the floods through all the years, what in the world got you through? How the hell'd you get here? And he said, that little girl that used to swing right there, I still see her pink bow in her brown hair. Running up after one of them long days, her big smile making John boat, me and him, double barrel in a two-stroke. And that woman that said yes, but I got down on one knee. You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap.
and you hold on to. Just like that, a little girl used to swing right there. I still see her pink bow and her brown hair. She's in the big city now, but she still calls home. She's coming back next week, and man, it's been too long. And over there under that white oak tree, beside the cross where my best buddy's buried, lays a puppy posted up in the shade. That woman never could turn away astray. I guess that's why she said yes when I got down on one knee. Is all this is here? Why the hell would I ever leave? You can't buy that kind of dirt cheap.
Cody Johnson, Dirt Cheap on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. James here with you. I got some Clint Black, Chris Stapleton, Kobe Keith all on the way. Right now, this is for Tanya over in Grand Rapids. Lainey Wilson, Got a Heart Like a Truck on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show.
I never stay in one place too long. A dirt road singing me a siren song. I gotta find a field. I need to spin my wheels. I gotta
nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Keeping it country in the heart of Wisconsin. Country Legends 24/7. 105.5 FM.
What do you say when it's over? Don't know if I should say anything at all. One day we're rolling in the clover. Next thing you know, we take the fall. Still, I think about the years since I first met you. And the way it might have been without you here. I don't know if words for me can still upset you, but I've just gotta make this memory stand clear. I know I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way.
Before 10 o'clock, but I thought, what the hell, why not? I don't know about you, but I never walk up and talk to a stranger. But when I saw you, I had to, I just had to. Girl, I know your favorite beer, 'cause you told me, and I bought it. Leave me sitting right here, but if you feel like talking, what's your name, what's your sign, what's your birthday, what's your wrist tattoo, Bible verse say? Tell me this, do you kiss on the first date? Don't hold anything back. What's your dream job, girl, where's your hometown? Yeah, what makes your world spin around?
said there's nothing I don't know about you. I don't know about you. We can dip, we can slip out the bay. Flee the scene, put your feet on my dash. Find a spot past the railroad tracks and never look back. But before that, what's your name, what's your sign, what's your birthday? What's your wrist tattoo, Bible verse? Tell me this, do you kiss on the first day? Don't hold anything, no. What's your dream job, girl, where's your hometown? Yeah, what makes your world spin around and around? And are you down to get out of here too? Tell me everything till there's nothing I don't know about you. I know you like Bud Light, I know you got blue eyes, I know you got my heart beating in this bar. Tonight we can jump in, fall into something, and the perfect place to start is. What's your name, what's your sign, what's your birthday? What's your wrist tattoo, Bible verse, say? Tell me this, do you kiss on the first day? Don't hold anything back. What's your dream job, girl? Where's your hometown? Yeah, what makes your world spin around and around? And are you down to get out of here too? Tell me everything till there's nothing I don't know about.
Tell me everything, tell me everything, tell me everything till there's nothing I don't know about. Tell me everything, tell me everything, tell me everything till there's nothing I don't know about you.
Stone on your love all the time.
Man Can Sing. Chris Stapleton, Tennessee Whiskey, at West Country 105.5 WIRI. That's going to do it for us for the week. I am out. I'll be back at 5 in the morning on Monday to hang out with you, get you ready for a whole week of Sunrise Show. 7 to 8, get us your requests. James.Mailuff@CivicMedia.us. James.Mailuff@CivicMedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. Feel free to get us your requests that way. And any feedback you got, we always love hearing from you. Want to say a big thank you to our friends from the Ground Up Coffee Shop, sponsoring the show all week. Thank you so much to them. Got good stuff going on for you over at WFHR. CEO of your Netaway, Terry Johns, and I are going to hang out for a couple hours, get you ready for the weekend with the morning show over there. Serious comedy to start your day. Also over on WFHR, got some great Rafter baseball all weekend long. Tonight, our pregame starts at 6:20 as the Rafters are taking on Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. Going to be playing the Dock Spiders the next couple of nights. Saturday at 6:20 as well, start time. Both those games in Fond du Lac. Back home on Sunday at Winterfield, 12:50 start time there. Be sure to join us for that. And on Sundays, Forgotten Country at noon. Check that out. Great program right here. We got some great voices over the weekend for you. Laura's going to be giving you some tracks and other fun stuff. Seth will be doing some things. So you're in good hands. I leave you as I like to leave every week and every Friday with some Toby Keith. Should have been a cowboy. On Wiz Country, 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show.
I'll bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy. Singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. No West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and gold, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy. Singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. I'd be wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive. Stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy. Singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Yeah, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy.
Step into the world of coffee and tea with James Maloff, The Sunrise Show, and From the Ground Up Coffee House. Discover the sweet, the salty, and the zany ways people love their favorite drinks. Flex your imagination, create a new coffee sensation for a chance to win free coffee. Submit your crazy drink ideas to WisCountry1055WIRI's Facebook page with the hashtag ImaginationCoffee. Your coffee could be showcased for others to try. How do you wake up in the morning? With The Sunrise Show and From the Ground Up Coffee House. Wisconsin Rapids Public School presents the 2024 Kids from Wisconsin in Larger Than Life, The Great Entertainers on Monday, July 1st at 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin Rapids. This event features historic bands and orchestras that have sold out world stadiums, legendary Broadway stars, and classic entertainers that will live forever on stage and screen. Tickets are $20 for adults, $10 for students, and are available through the Arts Council of Southwood County. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Sick and tired of fad diets that don't work? Wasson Weight Loss offers you the real deal, a natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Real people, real results. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
Hi, I'm Ivor from Marshfield. I lost 130 pounds and over 60 inches. I've got so much more energy than I ever had before, and I also have the confidence to pursue cycling and kayaking and keeping up with my grandkids.
Wausau Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach with no gimmicks or temporary fixes, just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Don't wait. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Wausau Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit WausauWeightLoss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 715-803-2215. 715-803-2215. That's 715-803-2215.
CBS News Brief. President Biden's uneven performance in last night's CNN debate has some Democrats concerned and thinking about trying to replace him on the ticket. Correspondent Nancy Cordes is in Atlanta.
From the very start of the debate, it was clear something was wrong.
You know, the fact of the matter is that
it wasn't just the president's voice, weakened by what aides described as a days-long cold. It was also his answers, which sometimes meandered or trailed off.
Mr. Biden visited a Waffle House restaurant after the debate with Donald Trump.
Do you have any concerns about your performance?
No, it's hard to debate a liar.
In Uvalde, Texas, the former school police chief and a former officer have been indicted and arrested in connection with the shootings that left 19 students and two teachers dead 2 years ago. CBS's Janet Chamlian.
These are the first criminal charges to be filed in this case. A grand jury has been meeting here in Uvalde since March.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk. Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. June is PTSD Awareness Month. The goal is to spread the word about what PTSD is and that treatment is out there. You don't have to go to war or survive a crime to be dealing with PTSD. A more common kind that's largely underacknowledged in this country is complex developmental trauma, known as CPTSD, meaning repeated trauma over a number of years. Jenny Hansen is a licensed clinical social worker for Golden Vibes Counseling.
I think we need to expand our thoughts about what causes trauma. So there's racial trauma, there's the trauma of being queer in society, or belonging to any marginalized group, you know, someone with long-term health problems, someone with a disability, they can all experience trauma, as well as familial trauma, as well as cultural trauma.
If you or someone you love needs mental health help, you can start by talking to your primary doctor. For mental health crisis, call 988. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
Orange ball sinking in the water, toes in the sand, couldn't get my